Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, in today's episode, we're going to consider the importance of taking really good care of our physical and emotional well-being. The reason I wanted to create this podcast today is that I see and hear lots of different things, not only just in my clinical practice, but because I have a global community online with the Total Somatics membership. Plus, I have lots of different questions and queries coming in from people that are in the general public that aren't in the membership. There's a real increase of questions that are coming through to me about emotional and physical well-being. And I'm not too surprised, and I'm sure you're not too surprised, because really, if we consider in recent human history, globally, we've all endured some dreadful trials and hardships. Some parts of the world have had it a lot more difficult than others and continue to do so. However, we've all witnessed, haven't we, because we have things like social media, we have the television to see these things, we are witnessing traumatic events. And as empathetic individuals, we take those feelings on. There are also the fact that the world is a smaller place now with communication and technology. People travel and live in different parts of the world, which means that they have family in other parts of the world, who may be enduring a lot more hardship. And so for that reason, you feel helpless and very stressed and anxious because you know the stress and the trials that they're going through. And so wherever we are within our own life and accounts and things that are happening, these events are all taking their toll on our physical, our emotional, our mental, and our energetic health. And we start to absorb this feeling, this negativity. And it all comes about because, of course, we're taking in information from the media. And as we know, the media will always present things in a very sort of slanted negative fashion anyway, because that is what drives the clicks to the website, increases viewer numbers on the television, because people have this natural negativity bias. So we're more likely to gravitate towards a negative headline. However, we don't really want to keep working into that negativity bias, because we're already witnessing a lot of negative things and we don't really want to be taken further into this sort of vortex of negativity by absorbing ourselves and even more media. If it's social media, if it's the news on the television, the radio, wherever we consume that information, this is where we kind of need to just recalibrate a little bit. Because it's very important that we keep up to date with what's happening in the world. However, we also need to take really good care of our well-being. And what's starting to happen, and this is something that I've been seeing now probably about this time last year, people started reaching out to me, especially the second half of 2021. People started hitting this sort of brick wall and starting to suffer with burnout and starting to feel that what they had going on in 2020, you know, we would just be in the survival mechanism. We get towards the end of 2021 and people are starting to feel burnout, starting to have like breakdowns, that sort of thing. It's been really common, and the data out there is showing that's been happening globally. And people are still feeling those effects now because of different events that are happening in the world. So instead of us focusing too much on that negative side of things, what I'd like us to do is consider something really important here. And that is that we actually want to look at our daily habits and notice, are they serving us well? Or could there be a few little ways that we could tweak things? And I know personally, I may have shared this with you before in different settings, but before the pandemic, I didn't really watch a lot of media because I knew of the negativity impact it has on our soma. However, what happened was is that you just get into a habit of watching the news, especially when everything started kicking off with the pandemic and we wanted to know here in Australia when the borders were opening, when we could go back to work. you started hearing the numbers and the figures of different things that were happening. And before you knew it, you were developing a new habit of clicking on at certain times in the day when you knew people of important note within the country were going to announce this information. And so before you knew it, the information then from the pandemic, you'd start watching other things in the media, and it just starts to spiral. And unless you stop and think, hang on, I need to take good care of my inner center, my soma, because there's not a lot I can do about what's going on in the world, but I can take good control and care of my soma, my emotional, mental, physical, and energetic health. That's when we need to start looking at our habits, our daily habits, what we're consuming, not just our food and drink, but what are we consuming in what we listen to and what we also read. All of this starts to cause an imprint on our well-being. And the reason I share this with you is because your emotions directly shape your body. And likewise, your body directly shapes your emotions. Again, because of that somatic bonding, you know, from everything intertwined within our body, you can't separate them. Everything is affected. And the reason for this is that we are more sensory than motor. And so let me just explain this to you, because this is what's really, really important to consider here, is that sensory feedback or information is collected from something called your somatosensory system, which is your sensory nervous system, basically. And so this system is a beautiful, complex network of sensory nerves and pathways. And what it's constantly doing is collecting this information from a surface level, as well as from your inner center. So from your colon, from all your inner world. These sensory nerves are listening and detecting everything. And when they collect that information is then relayed to your brain to gather more information about the situation. And this is the key bit I want to really point out to you, is that research considering the somatosensory system or our sensory nervous system has really started to consider the importance of how you perceive and interpret things and how your body is sensing and feeling this through the somatosensory or the sensory nervous system. And let me just share a bit of research with you here. Because there were a group of people and they were all read this story. Now, the story that they were read could have been interpreted with different meanings, and that's why they deliberately used it for. And so what happened was they were monitoring and assessing the patterns of movement with their facial muscles. They were looking at the activation of their facial muscles. And the interesting results that came about were some people in that group, they interpreted that story as something really sad. And as they interpreted or perceived that as sad, these facial expressions started to show. So when they were monitoring this and looking at their facial expressions, they could see this correlation between facial muscles exhibiting sad, anxious looks and also starting to see what was going on with brain activity. Likewise, other people in that group, they interpreted the story completely differently. They saw some happiness and some joyousness and lots of positive emotions linked with that story. And as a result of that, from the research, the sensory data from their faces showed that actually their facial muscles were expressing this happy, sort of joyous appearance, and facial muscles were less tense. There was less tension in their facial muscles. And so as a result of this information, what it showed is that the facial muscles that were activated into a sad, anxious state, what they started to do was activate the areas within your brain that are linking in with the stress and the sadness and the disempowering negative stress responses that we get. So it started to play into that part of the brain. Whereas in contrast, the people with the joyous, happy facial muscles, the activation of those facial muscles into your sensory nervous system and all the information that's relayed started to show that areas such as the prefrontal cortex were activated. Now, the prefrontal cortex is an incredible area. The prefrontal cortex focuses on awareness, its focus, concentration, decision-making, emotional intelligence. executive functioning. So it's all of that stuff to really help us create that emotional intelligence, that resilience in everything that we do, less likely to react to a situation, more likely to respond. So we just have those few extra like nanoseconds, as it were, within your brain, where a person will hear something and they will respond rather than go into a reactive situation. And so this is a really powerful example for us, because whatever we consume, whatever we take in, it starts to change the lens that we perceive when we look out into the world. So depending on what we read, depending on our associates, depending on the music we listen to, all of these different things start to change the lens and the way that we look and we interpret and we perceive the world around us. And as you could see from that very simple research, and there's so much more out there to prove this too, from looking at your facial muscles, the sensory information there is relayed back to your brain. Your brain interprets that information, yet the stories, the perception, how you are reading a situation is very much going to influence your response to that situation. And so that's why it's very important within total somatics that we don't just consider movement. Movement is incredibly important within our whole well-being. But can you see why it's important to look at our mindset and the mindfulness factors involved there? Because you could do all the somatic movements in the world, but unless you change your mindset and create a mindful approach to your daily life with how you read, what you perceive, what you're interpreting, all of this is going to then feed back into your sensory nervous system and change the tension and tone. And you can live in this loop of, again, that catastrophizing or feeling anxious or reacting rather than taking those few extra seconds to actually respond. And when we respond, we have much more of this inner calm and centeredness really from within our soma. And so that's really why I wanted to kind of share this with you today, because there's nobody immune to this. With things that go on in the world, we all need to recalibrate quite often. There are different things in our past, in our life, that can start to show up in different ways. And unless we notice them, we can go back into those old habits. So can you see the importance of being quite, allowing ourselves to be vulnerable and noticing when we might be going into old habits and thinking, let's just stop, let's reset, recalibrate. Let's just create a little bit of a software reset. And that means that when we live with more of a balanced, more of a total somatic viewpoint to everything, we're less likely to go into those reactive pathways and stress responses too. So that is really why I did create Total Somatics. That's why the membership is available. Now, if you want to join the Total Somatics membership, there are times throughout the year that I open the doors for a few days. The rest of the time, the membership is closed because I'm fully focused on taking care and serving the Total Somatics community. However, if you would really like that focused approach, and we really are quite structured in making sure that it's tailored, it's everything that you need, we consider lots of aspects of your lifestyle, then please go to totalsomatics.com, click on the Join Now page, and then you'll see that there's the opportunity to leave your details on the wait list. And the next time we open the doors to the membership, you are more than welcome to join. However, in the meantime, there are other things that you can do just to keep yourself with your finger on the pulse with Total Somatics. So if you go to totalsomatics.com, click on the shop page, you'll see that you can buy audio classes, and there's workshops that I've created. And by all means, go in and start having a look at that, because you'll start to see how incredible your mind, your body, the plasticity, the way that you can adapt and change quite quickly when you're guided through with specific cues, and how I'm quite methodical in teaching you how to change the way that your brain is basically patterning the tension throughout your body. When you learn all this through the Total Somatic Shop, just imagine how much more you can get within the membership. But that's available at your fingertips now. And finally, if you go to totalsomatics.com, click on the home page and just scroll down, you'll see there's this yellow flashing sentence. And it says there you can download a free PDF FAQ guidebook. And I've created that because, again, I get so many questions from people all around the world. And there are questions that are quite similar coming from different people. So I thought, well, I'll write a frequently asked question guidebook for you so you can check that out in your own time. So that's free of charge. Again, all you need to do is just go to totalsomatics.com, click on the homepage, scroll down, and you'll see that yellow flashing sentence to say download the FAQ guidebook, and that's there for you to read. So there's lots of goodies, lots of things to support you at this point. But as always, if you have any questions or queries, don't hesitate to reach out for me. I'm always here for you. So until next time, take care.
Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.